My name's Linda Lee, and I live in Independence, Virginia. I'm on vacation. I went to Memphis to Graceland to see Elvis's home. I'm a maid at a motel. I save my pennies, dimes, nickels, everything we save all year so we can come.
My name is Amtress, and I live in a village called Gwynarloyd, very Welsh name, in Swansea, Wales. We've come 7,000 miles to Memphis. We saved for 3 years to afford to come over to America. And my daughter, my granddaughter, and myself, I've waited 40 years to go to Graceland since I was 13 years old, and we eventually made it.
My name is Heinz Wigerer. I'm from Bavaria, Germany, and I come to Memphis to see Graceland, home of Elvis, because I'm working on my diploma, and it's the topic Elvis Presley from cult to religion.
Elvis Presley from cult to religion.
Yeah, that's the topic.
Oh, so the gates first, and the notes in the gates, stomach started to churn, and hands got hot and sticky. And we saw the house when my daughter and I were in tears. We just cried all the way around, touching things, knowing that he'd been in this house, in the kitchen, sat on the chairs. We just couldn't explain. It felt as if there was sort of somebody had punched you in the stomach and taken the breath from you.
Awesome. I just can't describe it. I was overcome with emotion, just crying. Just couldn't believe that I'd actually made it. It had been, well, nearly a lifetime's ambition for me. I never thought I'd get to see it.
It's just a great feeling. I can just feel him like he's there. I walk on the same ground he did, you know. Walking on the same floors and stuff he did, touching the same walls. It's just unreal to me.
Because Elvis was a real person, and he lived 40, 50 years ago, and they knew him. But, for example, Jesus lived about 2,000 years. They couldn't touch him, they couldn't speak to him. It is not a real person for them. And so it's more difficult to believe in Jesus than in Elvis.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so.
It was in Roanoke, Virginia, the early 70s, I think. And he was singing Love Me Tender, and he walked across the stage, and he would bend down and kiss people and put a scarf around their neck. And he kissed me and put a scarf around my neck. I didn't wash my face for a week.
I love you, and I always will.
Elvis was my idol when I was growing up. I wouldn't listen to anybody else because nobody else could match up to him. Walked down the aisle to Love Me Tender, and I got married. And when I got to the graveside, I mean, that was it then. It was just tears then. I was just overcome. Too much for me.
And we'll never part.
Some people say he's alive, and it's interesting to compare it to Jesus. So I do in my work, because Jesus was awakened 3 days after death, and now the rumors Elvis is not dead, he's alive. It's similar to Jesus, and that he was awakened from death, Elvis awakened from death, not death, not dead. So it's kind of work too for me.
Well, I came down when he died, and I was one of the lucky ones that got in to see him in the coffin. And I just don't think that was Elvis, because I had seen clippings of him on TV in concert before he died, and Elvis was a lot heavier than that. He gained a lot of weight.
I'm still not convinced he's dead, mind you. I still think there's a doubt that a lot of things don't tie up, and I just hope he's somewhere around, having peace and quiet and watching us all.
I think maybe he bought him an island in Hawaii because he loved Hawaii. Maybe he was just there.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry me drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a brighter summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Okay? In German, oh, the German text. Bist du einsam heute Nacht? Wirklich einsam heute Nacht? Bist du traurig, dass alles so kalt? But now I don't know the text anymore.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? When I kissed you and called you sweetheart, do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage in which you must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange. And why, I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, they can ring the curtain.